Psalm 142 in the New King James. And the editors put here a contemplation of David, a prayer when he was in the cave. I cry out to Jehovah with my voice. With my voice to Jehovah I make my supplication. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then you knew my path, in the way in which I walk. In the way in which I walk, they have secretly set a snare for me. Look on my right hand and see, for there is no one who acknowledges me. Refuge has failed me. No one cares for my soul. I cried out to you, O Lord. I said, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise your name. The righteous shall surround me, for you shall deal bountifully with me. And here we have Psalm 142. It's a psalm that I'm sure many of you, most of you, have thought, yeah, I felt that way. I've been there. You younger ones maybe not, unless you've got a lot of brothers and sisters. But in the midst of persecutors, feeling like there's no one on earth who stands for you, is the theme, the context of this psalm. And there's a couple of interesting things in here. It starts out, I cry out to Jehovah. Note the Lord in all caps there, the covenant name of God, not just Adonai or Lord. I cry out to the Lord with my voice. With my voice to the Lord, I make my supplication. We in this context, in our culture, pray silently most of the time. But there is time and a place where praying out loud is not only appropriate, but helpful. You should try it sometime. It's interesting. But here in the psalm there, the psalmist is saying that he prays out loud. Twice it says, with my voice, not with my heart, make supplication to the Lord. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble. Again, against a lot of the prosperity gospel or modern Christianity here, we see that the psalmist is saying it's okay to have a complaint. It's okay to have trouble and to acknowledge it. But instead of letting it fester or rot inside of you, take it to the Lord. Pray to him about it. In verse 3, he says, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then you knew my path. Now think about that for a moment. When I'm overwhelmed with trouble and I don't know anything about it, I know that God knows my path, where I've been, how I got here, where I'm going. There's a comfort in that. We're not asking him to come up with a plan. He's already got it. We just don't know what it is. He knows our path. In the way in which I walk, they have secretly set a snare for me. Now, if you see that in context, he's saying, God, you know my path, and you know this snare that they set before I saw it. He already knew about it. Look on my right hand and see, for there is no one who acknowledges me. Refuge has failed me. No one cares for my soul. And that's a dark, lonely place to be when you feel that way. And David in the cave, he had people with him, but overall, he felt absolutely abandoned. And so he cried out. And again, here's that voice being used. Cried out to you, Jehovah, and said, you are my refuge. You see, in the previous verse, refuge has failed me. And here he turns to the Lord and says, no, you are my refuge. You are my portion in the land of the living. The rest of the people don't matter. God can make it right. Attend to my cry. Again, a voice. For I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors. They are stronger. Bring my soul out of prison that I may praise your name. Oh, that's interesting. The righteous shall surround me, for you shall deal bountifully with me. Now, as we know through the Psalms, this psalm isn't about David. David wrote it at a time in his life where it was appropriate, where it was in context. But Jesus tells us that the Psalms are about him, not about David. And really, if this was about David, it wouldn't be all that appropriate for us to sing throughout the ages, would it? But it's about Christ. And in this psalm we think about, look at, obviously, this would be something, a prayer of his in the garden as he was waiting, as he's getting ready for his betrayal, his trial, and his crucifixion. And all of this was brought on, was brought to him so that he could sacrifice himself for us, so that our salvation could be purchased. And then we look at the last bit with that, I may bring my soul out of prison that I may praise your name. We just read where Jesus, when he proclaimed himself there in the synagogue, has come to do his ministry. He quoted Isaiah. Actually, Isaiah quoted him. And saying, I've come to release the spirits in prison. And here he says he feels like his soul is in prison. And he needs God to bring his soul out. And so we can see the Trinity here work together. This is looking forward to the salvation that, well, to the salvation being purchased. That's over. It's not, well, we can look at this, we can remember it, we can take strength from it, knowing that if God pulled Jesus out of that, then, well, our problems are nothing before him, and he can make it right for us. And he shall deal bountifully with us as well, with his children.